Jane Butler and Skylar Dean are Holy Heart of Mary graduates who, you know, like many other high school students, missed out on much of their senior year, the graduation reception, and formal dance. And like many, they still hold out hope that the high school can find a way to salvage the moment when graduates receive their diplomas. They feel so strongly that they've started a petition asking Holy Heart officials and Eastern School District, or English School District staff, to find a way to make this happen in person. Here's what Butler and Dean had to say to me about why they started this petition.
Cap and gown is such a big part of high school for a lot of people, and it's a big milestone. And having it virtually just seems pretty disappointing, because being able to walk across that stage with all of your peers is such a memorable moment. And if I can have the chance to do that, I would love to be able to do that.
And Skylar, I'd love to ask you the same question. What were the reasons for you in creating this petition?
Yeah, so I just think that their decision just doesn't make sense. I think that there's so many alternatives that the school could have taken instead of having a virtual cap and gown. It's such an important moment for the graduates.
Jane, over the last year, you know, very little high school really took place in person at all. Tell me about how difficult it was during the pandemic to sort of lay low and have to stay home instead of doing your graduating year in school.
It was pretty upsetting, honestly. A lot of people look forward to their senior year, being able to do all the events for seniors and having to do senior pip and prom and cap and gown, and all of it just being canceled and put online was pretty disappointing, and it was pretty upsetting for, I think, all grade 12 last year.
Skylar, would you echo that sentiment?
Oh, yeah, certainly, especially when we lost so much. We lost our final year as a high school student. We missed out on our prom day as well, which was also hosted virtually. Even our first year at university, a lot of people have to attend this online. Like, we're missing an opportunity to walk into university and meet people, you know?
I notice in the petition that it's written there that, you know, you guys both think that Holy Heart of Mary administrators could be doing more to avoid a virtual ceremony. Jane, what do you think could be done?
We believe there's a couple of things that there's a couple of alternatives that the school could have taken. We could have had a ceremony in the theater that could have been safely executed by having masks be mandatory, and social distance could be practiced by reserving certain rows and certain seats. Or even the school could limit its amount of guests by having a student-only event and allowing parents to tune in virtually so they can watch us walk across the stage. Some other suggestions included having a cap and gown take over a couple of days. We could do it either by homeroom or do it by group so that we can limit the amount of people that are in the school while following health guidelines.
Skylar, what are some other things that could be maybe undertaken in order to avoid a virtual ceremony?
On a daily basis at Holy Heart, there's about 1,000 people that enter and leave the building. So it doesn't make sense as to why they can't have a day for the graduating class in the theater where they could have a row empty to maintain social distancing. And like Jane said, having masks. And we also heard that the issue was with the district as well, not allowing the school to use the theater. An issue was that the school didn't want to fund another venue. And I think a problem here was that there was no input from students or parents. Like, we weren't told that the district had a play in reaching their decision. So, like, I'm sure if they were to contact students and parents, like, there's people willing to donate and help the school fund for a venue, because it's such a big deal.
And I notice in the petition, it does say that you don't have a lot of hope that they're going to change their minds on this decision. I'd love to ask you why, Skylar.
When I made that post on Facebook, I didn't expect to receive so much attention, you know? A lot of people have been sharing and expressing their concern and that they agree that it's kind of nonsense, the fact that we can't have our cap and gown.
does it worry you to think that if they did change it so that it was in person and then all of a sudden we had an outbreak, you'd have to live with that upset of having it canceled twice?
Personally, if that's what happened, I'd rather our cap and gown be pushed to a later date, to a safer time, than to have it virtually.
Their decision, what does that have to say about future classes, like the class of 2021? Because we have to live in a time where COVID, it's going to continue. So they can't just have everything from now on virtual. Like, we have to find a way to live with this. Students still aren't going to be happy with this outcome because everyone looks forward to cap and gown their whole lives. It's what we're waiting for.
All of this time preparing ourselves for this moment, and the province and the entire world is adapting to our situation. So why aren't we adapting to this? Why aren't we waiting until there's a safer time to do this, or if there's another alternative, which there are, that why can't we do those?
Oh, you can hear it in their voices. That was Skylar Dean and Jane Butler. They're the authors of a petition that you can find on change.org asking officials at Holy Heart of Mary High School and, you know, for that matter, the English School District here to reconsider the decision to make the cap and gown ceremony coming up a virtual one.